Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the consumer price index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to call.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The border wall between the United States and Mexico is bought and paid for. The problem is installation. President Biden, in his first days in office, shut down border construction, leading to what is now a humanitarian crisis at the border. Texas leadership is now taking the bull by the horns. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The centerpiece of the allocation is border barriers where illegal aliens cross into the U.S.
I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott also said Biden's open border policies have led the way for dangerous gangs, cartels, and human traffickers to invade our nation.
This is something that also is not a tourism site for members of Congress to make an annual pilgrimage to and see the border and then go back and do absolutely nothing at the federal government level to solve the crisis.
$15 billion is what taxpayers paid for the wall. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the border between Nevada and Arizona sits man-made Lake Mead. In 1983 and 84, the lake was so full of water it overflowed into the spillways for weeks. After decades of drought, the lake is running out of water. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lake Mead, a major source of water for 25 million people in the western United States, has dropped to its lowest level in history. The lake fell to just over 1,071 feet above sea level, the reservoir's lowest level since its creation in the 1930s. Most of the western U.S. is experiencing drought, with much of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah seeing the most severe drought conditions.
Hoover Dam on Lake Mead generates on average about 4 billion kilowatt hours of hydroelectric power each year for use in Nevada, Arizona, and California, enough to serve 1.3 million people. A tentative bipartisan infrastructure bill is in the works. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and great to have DeRoy Murdoch back with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. By the way, I cannot thank you enough for the invite. It was a double hit. I mean, a great, great dinner at the seminar in Palm Beach, the Club for Growth. And, I didn't know what to expect. I was talking to my other friends. I said, normally you get the banquet chicken. I mean, we got real steak there. I mean, you guys are first class. This is awesome. And then lunch on Saturday, and to hear you speak, you're a hoot. It was good fun, and I could see the people, really appreciated, your honesty and, the points that you were making. It was terrific and a great group of people. And of course, you were around them, for several days. So even blessed more than, the brief blessing I could get.
Well, thank you. Thanks for those wonderful words. You and I talk every week and have for, I don't know, about the last year or so. But
yes, exactly.
I finally met in person last week thanks to the Club for Growth Foundation, which had a gathering, a seminar of, I think, their second class of Club for Growth Foundation fellows in Palm Beach, And these are people from all around the country, young people, and they're, I think, as young as 24, as old as about early 40s or so. And these are people who are in various walks of life. Some are attorneys, some are prosecutors, some are business folks, a couple academics. Some of them are in office. Some of them are interested in public affairs. And it's basically expose these people to free market ideas, to the ideas of human liberty and human prosperity, and then try to give them specific skills they can use to allow them to make a greater contribution to American society, how to communicate better, how to get their messages out, how to deal with the public more effectively. And I think this is the second class of Club for Growth Foundation fellows. It was really my distinct pleasure to meet these folks and hear about the great work they're doing across the country and encourage them to continue to do great things. And the Club for Growth has had a really amazing capacity to find young talent, nurture them, and move them on to a greater service in the country. Just a couple examples. One is a young man by the name of Ron DeSantis, who they discovered. He was interested in running for the U.S. House. They endorsed him. He won. He now is the greatest governor in the United States of America. Lucky you. You've got
stuck
with Andrew Cuomo.
And we're not letting him go.
Yeah, you're going to hang on.
Yeah.
Mike Pompeo in Kansas, they found him. They backed him. He then became Secretary of State. And, of course, early on, they discovered a young man by the name of Mike Pence in Indiana. He joined the U.S. House of Representatives and, of course, went on to become our Vice President of the United States. So Club for Growth, I describe them as a little bit like the Saturday Night Live of the conservative movement. They find young talent, nurture them, and they then go on to great things. And the Club for Growth Foundation is basically continuing that, building up the bench, if you will, for the free market movement for the future.
Mm-hmm. Interesting conversations that ran the entire gamut of conservatism, and you come away from that experience and realize that conservatism requires no apology. No,
there's no reason to apologize.
Yeah.
I mean, what we conservatives are trying to do is help people grow to their greatest level of promise and potential based on individual freedom, free markets, limited government, and peace through strength. And these are are basic core values of the American Republic. I'd also add individual responsibility. And if we rely on those principles, I think we continue to grow, prosper. People are free, healthy, successful. And unfortunately, we're doing the opposite, which is we're basically trying to make other people are busy trying to make the American people dependent on government with things like $6 trillion budgets, which is what Joe Biden's just introduced. And that sort of thing, is not very good for human freedom and flourishing, and also is very, very expensive and ultimately generally doesn't work. It's usually a big, big failure. So all that effort for terribly little reward, if not actual destruction.
Without a doubt. And Andy Biggs, kind of restated that at the dinner on Thursday night. And my encouragement to him was, look, you've got to define and clarify, this new contract with America that you're talking about. And it doesn't have to be, Republicans sometimes get carried away. We get so creative. Just focus on two or three points and make sure every time you talk, those two or three points are reiterated, because we're at a distinct disadvantage right now with the media, because the media is not going to pick up the story. So every time we get a microphone in front of us and we have the ability to remind our constituency and remind those who are thinking about, because of the pain that the Biden-Harris administration is putting them through and they're considering alternatives, give them the truth of conservatism, but do it in very clear, succinct, bullet points. Kind of like the tutorial that you gave to everybody on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you're right. You're correct that a lot of us on the right, especially people who are interested in economics, who can get wrapped up in interest rate numbers and inflation figures, and that's all very important. But you want to keep the message simple, especially when you're talking to folks out there who are busy going about their lives, taking care of themselves, their loved ones, and trying to pay their bills and get through their work days. So I have time to sit down and think about the deep thoughts of William F. Buckley Jr. or Milton Friedman, whoever else it might be. And, the basic message essentially should be your money is better spent by you than the government. The government should focus on a few core things like defending the country and maintaining the justice system and a handful of other things. And for the most part, leave things alone to other people to carry on in the voluntary sector. And, of course, kill terrorists whenever possible. And if we keep people focused on those things, I think we'll do very well as a society. And when the government gets busy trying to take care of every jot and tittle in our lives for us rather than let us handle those things, that's when we get into big trouble. And ultimately, again, the worst thing is if they got – second worst thing is if they got involved and took care of these things and did them. Then they get involved, take responsibility for these things, and they don't happen anyway. And then we end up getting either – right where we began, if not backwards.
Well, right now, this current government is overlooking – a clear issue at the border. I mean, here we have the vice president who says, well, she's never been to, never been to Europe. I mean, what a response. I mean, it was embarrassing, and, oh, well, here's a cookie. I don't know. I didn't get a cookie. Did you get a cookie? But I hope if they send me a cookie, it's one that she didn't, somebody like licked off the face of her. I don't understand what that was about.
Yeah, so many unforced errors on this trip. I mean, look, if you want to give cookies to people, that's great. I like cookies. But, you hand out cookies with your own likeness but with the facial features missing, that's kind of a little bit grotesque.
Yeah.
And, I heard for 4 years that, Donald J. Trump is such a narcissist. I can't think of anything more narcissistic than handing people cookies that look like you. That's really weird. And then she gets to Guatemala rather than going out and she didn't want to know how, what are the root causes of the immigration. If that's really what she's concerned about, she should have spent some time meeting poor people in the low-income parts of Guatemala, getting a sense of what their sense of desperation is, and maybe that's why they're coming here. She flew in. She went to the presidential palace, had a meeting, flew back out. I don't think she was down there long enough for the engines to cool off on Air Force Two, and then off to Mexico. And when she was both the president of Guatemala and Mexico, basically said, look, this mess is your fault. You guys ran on the campaign trail. You said, come on down, soup's on. And people, surprise, ran across the border, and they basically scolded her and said, look, don't yell at us. You guys did this. And, then, of course, she sits down with Lester Holt, who's not exactly a hostile journalist, and he says, when are you going to go to the border? She says, oh, we've been. Of course, she hasn't been. Mm-hmm. And she says, yeah, I've not been there, but I've not been to Europe. I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, right.
She couldn't even answer that simple question, which she should have been very well prepared and had a good answer, and she still didn't. And I frankly think she would have had a lot more credibility in these talks with the Guatemalans, the Mexicans. She could have said, look, I was just at the border. I saw the mess down there. I saw these unaccompanied minors, the people coming across without COVID tests. It's a big mess. What are you guys going to do to help us fix this? And they could look at her and say, look, how seriously can we expect you to be about this when you haven't even gotten to look at the border? You have no credibility on this, lady, so why don't you get on your plane and fly the hell out of here?
Right, exactly. And the question people asked after that, after her cackling, was she could be the next president. We've got to go to break. I'll let you think about that for just a moment. More from DeRoy after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. What do hot sauce, scrap metal, and beards have to do with the gospel? Well, the Tide Ministry's Year Beard campaign inspires men to get creative about sharing the gospel. Challenged to grow beards in 2021 for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry, every participant is spreading the good news in a unique way, but some are taking it further. One Year Beard participant partnered with a friend who makes hot sauce, offering free sauce as an incentive to support his hair campaign. Another participant gathered scrap metal from friends and neighbors as a means to share about Year Beard and the Tide Ministry's mission. The Tide is proud to be working alongside these godly men in such creative ways. To find out how you or someone you know can participate in the Tide Year Beard Challenge, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
We're back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Just to tie a bow on the obvious problems and crises that we have in the border, we say obvious. I think we're the only ones that it's obvious to, and the majority of Americans, the Beltway doesn't understand this. You got two presidents basically telling the vice president that trouble isn't here. The root of the problem is back in D.C. Maybe your time would have been better spent if you spent some time with Joe Biden and figured this out.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, I think the folks in Guatemala and in Mexico, as well as El Salvador and Honduras, had this pretty much taken care of. Donald J. Trump got in touch with the Mexicans and said, look, if you don't work with us on the border mess, we're going to slap massive tariffs on you. I remember when he announced this probably sometime in late 2018, 2019 maybe. Literally, I think the next day, the Mexican foreign minister was landing in Washington, D.C. and heading to the White House for talks.
Exactly.
He showed up, I believe it was within about 24 hours. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And said, okay, what do you want? Let's make this work. And apparently, there were certain things he wanted, like the stay in Mexico policy. The U.S. had pursued for years, and folks on the sort of NSC, National Security Staff, said, look, Mr. President, we're glad you're asking for this, but they've never given this to you. You're never going to get it. Guess what? They got it. Then the policy with the Salvadorans, the Guatemalans, and Hondurans, which is basically stay down there until your asylum application's reviewed and possibly approved. And all of a sudden, the border crossings just dropped dramatically. Biden and Harris show up. They junk those agreements which we got our folks to the south to sign with us. They just trash them, and instantly people start rushing across the border. And I believe in May, if my numbers are correct, I believe the number of apprehensions across the border compared to this time last year were up something like 900%.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Incredible. So, I mean, I think what these people should do is say, look, we screwed up. We botched this. I'm going to go back to the previous policy, get this under control. And if you want to come to the United States, you should do what my mother and father did when they decided to move to the U.S. from Costa Rica. They went to the U.S. Embassy in San Jose. They filled out visa applications. And when the United States of America was ready to have them come move to the U.S., they got visas in their passports. And they came to America legally with papers. That's how you come to America. You don't just run across.
Exactly.
More than if I wanted to drop by and visit you, I'd ring the doorbell. I would just break in through the back door and then help myself to everything in the fridge.
Right. No, exactly. This is what's been happening. The amazing thing of all this is that, this is really academic business 1A, DeRoy, as you know. You don't go in and try to fix something that's not broken. And it's like they went in, these elites. I mean, it is amazing the arrogance of this elitist leadership that thinks that they can rewrite the rules, abandon history and empirical evidence, like you said, in addition to all the positive behavior that was elicited with right incentives by the Trump administration. Don't forget, they had, I think they put, 18,000 Mexican military soldiers there at the border to protect the border as well from the inside. All this was positive stuff that stemmed the storming of our border. And in one fell swoop, just as the presidents of Mexico and Guatemala said, hey, look, you sent out the clarion call. And then she says afterwards, Vice President Harris says, don't come. Well, she said that just so for posterity, they would have that down. They would have that soundbite. So when the Republicans, say you invited them, they're going to say, oh, no, listen to what she said. How genuine was that non-invitation to the, to the northern border for them?
Not very genuine. This is what's known politely as CYA, cover your ear, basically.
Exactly.
And they'll be able to run that little tape and say, oh, yeah, we set them not to come. While at the same time, they're not going to change any of the policies that have invited these people in. They're still going to meet them at the border, give them plane tickets, send them all in the 50 states, all over the place. I believe some of these kids are in San Diego now. Unlike so many kids in America, they're getting in-person education rather than, Zoom class. And the taxpayers of San Diego County, I assume, are paying for this. And I think the look, we had basically at least a three-layer policy. We had the diplomacy I mentioned, the stay in Mexico agreement, and the agreements with the Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Number one. Number two, as you mentioned, we actually somehow got the Mexican military to keep these people from getting the U.S. border, getting them to turn around. And then those who did reach the border were met with 500 miles of border wall that President Trump got installed against all odds, against every effort by the Democrats to stop it. He got 500 miles of wall installed. So that was a very, very robust way of getting people not to run across our border. Mm-hmm. And within a matter of days, all this was completely imploded by Biden and Harris. And look at the mess. Mm-hmm. I think we're on track for something like 2 million illegals to
oh, exactly.
the country. And these mm-hmm. are the future Democrats of America. The Democrats figure sooner or later these people they'll stay here, eventually become citizens, they'll get registered to vote, and they're going to vote Democrat. And if they get driver's licenses and so on, some of them will be registered to vote automatically. Some of these people might be voting in our elections as soon as the midterms are.
Oh, you know they will. You know they will, especially in California, without a doubt. So, in other words, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that people in Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico might believe the vice president for what she said about not coming if she was at the border and putting another brick in the wall.
If she were at the border helping install the wall and saying we're going to resume at the bare minimum, fill the gaps that are there. I mean, apparently there are holes in the wall where they've got the metal bars. They've got the cement ready to go. It's just sitting there rusting.
Yes.
And they said, all right, we'll at least finish the parts where plug the holes, if not, continue it on for miles and miles towards the Texas-Mexico border. At least do that. Then there might be some credibility to what she says. But, when you see her say, don't come, and then she breaks into hysterical kind of cackling when she's asked about when she's going to visit the border, that's not a serious message. I think that, if anything, she may have made the situation worse than if she had not gone on this disastrous diplomatic mission over the last few years.
That she calls a success. DeRoy, one final thing I wanted to address that you just wrote about, and that is the violent crime, how it's paralleling the return of the 70s-style inflation and gasoline lines. I mean, here we are, deja vu one more time again.
Yeah, FoxNews.com should have a piece by yours truly on this topic, and it's how the huge explosion in crime we've seen over the last year or so. You can lay this again at the feet of the Democrat left. These are the people who said defund the police. AOC said, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, far-left Democrat, said it'll be, if we defund the police, it'll be, quote, like the suburbs, unquote. Well, I don't know. Things aren't looking like the suburbs where I'm looking. You see crime climbing in Chicago, Minneapolis, homicides up 24% or so in New York City, shootings galore. You've got all these, I call them PINOS, P-I-N-O-S, prosecutors in name only, mm-hmm. like George Gascon in Los Angeles. These are far-left prosecutors. Their basic view is that the criminal justice system is racist and oppressive, and so their view is basically, open the jails and let people loose. In San Francisco, they're not even enforcing the shoplifting laws, so much so that Walgreens, their shelves cleared out by shoplifters. They've closed down 17 stores because they just can't keep up with people legally walking off with anything less than about $900. They're not prosecuted. The prosecutors do nothing. They said, you know what, we're out of here. 17 mm-hmm. stores closed.
How many jobs there with 17 stores? And that's just a mere example. People now that had jobs before, they're gone.
You got it. Yeah. I mean, look, if you assume, just 20 jobs per store, that's probably a conservative estimate. What is that? 340 mm-hmm. jobs right there. It's probably even a higher number.
Yeah.
And think about it. Let's say you're a little old lady or a little old man, and you're used to going to Walgreens to pick up your heart medication, and it's closed. Now you got to go hike, a mile off in the other direction when you're, in a wheelchair, or you're not able to get around very easily. Not good for anybody. So this is the kind of thing you see when the Democrats come in, their brilliant ideas, and other so-called bail reform. We have this in New York where you get arrested, unless you've raped or killed somebody, they arrest you, they put you before the judge. The judge says, I'd love to put you on bail, but I can't do it, so off you go. And some of these people literally are back on the street before the arresting officer has finished writing his report.
This is an absolute mess, and this story will continue. And, DeRoy, we appreciate you bringing it to the forefront. We got to leave it there for now until next week. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care, buddy.
Bill, great to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
This report is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services. Over 200 million COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. Getting the rest of the American population vaccinated will be a bigger challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates nearly a quarter of Americans are still hesitant to get vaccinated. Dr. Matthew Malachowski, System Director of Population Health and Ambulatory Care Pharmacy at Ochsner Health.
COVID-19 has caused tremendous suffering for millions of Americans. It can have serious life-threatening complications and spread to friends and family. But vaccines offer hope. Vaccinated individuals can resume activities in most places without masks or social distancing. Stopping a pandemic requires using all tools available, and vaccines are among those tools. COVID vaccines authorized in the U.S. are safe, have undergone rigorous safety monitoring, and have been shown to be 100% effective against hospitalization and death. Let's get vaccinated and put the pandemic behind us. We can do this.
For more, visit vaccines.gov.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the consumer price index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to call.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Dr. John Zemertime, senior editor of the Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information and the latest. Hey, John, how we doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but I got to tell you, my heart, honestly, is very heavy with the reports that I'm getting out of D.C. and what is being done to our fellow citizens who were involved in the January 6th demonstration. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous how they try to turn it into an insurrection. John, they're holding some of these people in solitary confinement. Are you kidding me? Yeah, for months.
For months, for peaceful acts of trespassing. Meanwhile, think back, the Democrats, the teachers' unions in Wisconsin held the state capitol hostage for more than a month.
Mm-hmm.
None of them got punished. Look at what the rioters who burned down whole neighborhoods across the country, places like Kenosha, places like Seattle, places like Portland, all the charges dropped. They were all let out on bail. None of the charges were pressed. They're still trying to put Kyle Rittenhouse in prison for shooting at a mob that had shot at him.
Yes.
And one of whose members was trying to beat him to death with a wooden skateboard while this little kid, the young man, mm-hmm. was much smaller young man, was prone on the ground. This big thug with a criminal record was trying to beat him to death with a skateboard, and he shot him. And it's all on videotape, and they're trying to put him in prison for the the rest of his life. Look, I've got a piece at stream.org on gun rights. It's called Don't Meet Biden's New Gun Grab with Appeasement. That
exactly
works.
Right.
And in it, I tell a very tragic story of Jake Gardner. Are you familiar with the story of Jake Gardner?
Yes, I am. But go ahead and tell our audience. Go ahead.
In Omaha, Nebraska, during the riots in on May 30th, Jake Gardner was trying to had two bars in the same building, and he and his elderly father, Jake Gardner was a veteran, Iraq War veteran. He and his elderly father, 68, and a security guard were trying to guard their livelihood, which is two local bars, from a mob of looters. They were attacked. Jake tried to protect his father from being beaten up, his old father. This guy named James Scurlock, let me make sure to get his right name, his first name. James Scurlock, with a long criminal record, who had fentanyl and meth in his blood when they found it. He comes up behind Gardner and puts him in a chokehold. He's trying to choke him. Now, if a cop does that, he'll get fired, lose his pension, and maybe go to jail.
Exactly.
A cop does that with a felon. Scurlock does it to this veteran, Jake Gardner. Gardner manages to reach his gun back and shoot the guy choking him. The local DA said this is obviously self-defense. Black Lives Matter and local gay activists who hated Gardner because he maintained single-sex bathrooms after a trans guy assaulted a woman. Local activists besiege the DA. He appoints a special prosecutor who happens to be black. They cook up charges. They accuse Gardner of terrorism because he showed people his gun when trying to scare them off from looting his bar. Gardner sets up a GoFundMe to try to fund his defense. The landlord kicks him out of – evicts the bar, so he has no source of income. GoFundMe takes down the funding page, and Jake Gardner is facing 95 years in prison. I'm quoting Ann Coulter here. She wrote a great column about this that I quote in my column. He was facing 95 years in prison for shooting a career criminal who was choking him. And the whole community turned against him. God help him. Jake Gardner killed himself rather than be killed by the mob waiting for him back in Omaha.
Oh, my gosh.
And then a Nebraska state senator named Megan Hunt, M-E-G-A-N, Megan Hunt, and I hope people call her office about this. She had led his persecution. She goes on Twitter and gloats about his suicide. And she put it, Jake Gardner is gone, but the white supremacist attitudes that emboldened him are still with us today. There was no evidence of racism at all. He didn't use racist language. He didn't have racist emblems. Racism was completely invented. Just put on this thing like a manager's special sticker on a package of moldy meat. Jake Gardner committed suicide, and a state senator in Nebraska went on Twitter to gloat about it. This is what the Democrats think of the Second Amendment. Look what they did to the McCluskeys.
I was just going to say, the McCluskeys, the same thing, right?
Right. So when the Democrats say, we just want common sense gun control, lies, they're lying. You can see that they're lying by the fact that they supported the legal persecution and destruction of citizens defending their property and their lives from Black Lives Matter thugs and Antifa revolutionaries during the riots. And that the fact that the Democrats can get on their high horse about a few people taking selfies in the Capitol on January 6th.
Right.
You had disgusting, cowardly so-called conservatives over at National Review acting like, this is the worst thing that has happened in the history of the country. I remember on January 7th reading all these hissy fits as all these wimps and rhinos went to their fainting couch and needed to be revived with smelling salts. I'm so shocked. I'm so appalled because a few people showed up at the Capitol to protest.
Right.
Let's remember, it was the Supreme Court continually refusing to even hear, to even consider perfectly legitimate evidence-based challenges to the voting in November.
Exactly.
So,
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that out because they are complicit in all this. I mean, this is one humongous cabal. And then, I don't know, John, there's thousands, thousands of minutes, could be hours, of video that was taken, I think, from 2 in the afternoon to 8 o'clock at night that we still haven't seen, but yet there's been a couple of private videos that have been out, and you see the interaction between the Capitol Police and the people, and they're basically going over the rules of engagement, like, okay, you guys make nice, you don't disturb anything, you don't break anything, that's fine. They all, oh, yeah, that's fine. High five, they're on their way.
The Capitol was open to the public.
Right.
Cops were waving people in. Some of these people who were waved in by the Capitol Police are sitting in solitary confinement now, accused of terrorism and treason and uprising against the government.
And they have no defense, John.
Donald Trump has not said a word about them. He has not gone to bat for them. I think it's disgraceful, but Trump has not gone to the pavement for those people at all. And it is a real criticism of him that these people are sitting in jail because they supported him, and he hasn't done anything to help them. He didn't say anything about Kyle Rittenhouse. He didn't say anything about Jake Gardner or the McCluskeys. So he, you know, I voted for him, and I think he actually won, but he is not standing up and speaking up for the people who suffered because they supported him.
Is he getting pushed back so much, John, that he just cannot connect with reality on this issue? I mean, it just seems that, I don't know if it's his handlers giving him some bad advice and counsel here, because this seems uncharacteristic of him on its face.
Yeah, it does, but I think he listens way too much to people like Larry Kudlow and Jared Kushner. I'm at the point, Bill, that I think it's great the movement Trump started, but it needs to outgrow him. I think people like Ron DeSantis, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, the movement is too big for one man to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is too compromised by the corrupt people around him, or the politically neutered people around him who are just trying to get rich. Like, they tried to take over Gab and try to take over Parler.
Exactly.
They demanded to be paid for Trump to basically tweet on those platforms. I think the people in Trump's circle see this as a business opportunity, whereas we see it as a country
exactly
that we're fighting for.
Well, and you're exactly right, and it starts with a clear vision that somehow has got lost in translation here, and everything is politicized. I had an interesting conversation with Andy Biggs, the congressman out of Arizona, this past weekend at Club for Growth, and he was talking about expanding the Republican Party, and I'm saying, hey, look, you've got to bring the people that you've disenfranchised. I mean, they're not real happy about what's going on. We've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour from stream.org. We're talking to John Zemerik. John, as I was finishing up in that first segment in a conversation with Andy Biggs, I mean, I'm shocked like you. I'm saying, look at, I talk to so many conservatives and Republicans. They don't want to hear from the Republican Party anymore. They're so upset because you didn't back them on what happened with the vote. Their vote was disenfranchised. You further disenfranchised them. We see what's going on, just like you said. You know, where is the outrage from the Republican Party? We're talking everyday patriots in solitary confinement being beat up, getting their heads smashed in. I mean, the reports that we're hearing from inside the jail there is absolutely abusive, and the very thing that Hillary Clinton, if you'll recall, that took such big disdain about, you know, that, you know, America isn't one to imprison their political enemies. Oh no, well, you tell me what's happening there in the DC jails right now.
Absolutely, and what they're doing is, it's quite clear they want to scare people into not protesting. They want to scare one type of person. Mm-hmm. There's a term in political science called anarcho-tyranny. Anarcho-tyranny sounds like a contradiction. On the one hand, anarchy, there's riots in the streets. On the other hand, tyranny, the government is hyper-prosecuting and micromanaging. But that is what the left did in 2019 and 2020. Anarcho-tyranny is where you use anarchy when it suits you. If you want to let your local, your enraged mob burn down a neighborhood so that you can shake down corporations for billions of dollars given to Black Lives Matter, then you use anarchy. But if anybody draws a gun to defend his business and his livelihood, if the Proud Boys show up to defend the flag, then tyranny. Then you put people in prison in solitary confinement for 6 months for the supposed crime of trespassing in the capital of the country where the people supposedly own everything. It's supposedly our house, the U.S. Capitol.
Right.
In fact, we see it was more like Nancy Pelosi's sitting room. and the Capitol Police were used like a private security guard. And we see they intentionally left the Capitol underguarded. They refused the request of the Capitol Police to have the National Guard there. Mm-hmm. So it was obviously a setup. But when you have the media 95% in your pocket, including Fox News since the election, in your pocket, sewed up, buttoned up in yours, you can do almost anything because how does anybody find out about it? They can't find out about it on Facebook. They can't find out about it on Twitter because if you talk about it, you get kicked off. I kicked off Twitter in December.
Exactly.
My friend Eric Metaxas, a wonderful Christian writer, leader, scholar, he was kicked off YouTube.
No
appeal. 250,000 followers gone. All his videos gone. Years and years of work. Many thousands of dollars in income. So the left has created something akin to a totalitarian system, and it's almost entirely in place. Mm-hmm. They almost have complete control over the means of communication. They can almost be guaranteed to destroy someone's livelihood, get him fired, maybe prevent him from using credit cards, or prevent an organization certainly from getting credit card donations.
Exactly.
David Horowitz's Freedom Center can't get credit card donations because some Muslim with a front group kept saying they were a hate group. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, who are whores, frankly, they're just out for money, they chimed in and said, oh, yes, it's a hate group. It's a hate group. So they can silence us one way after another after another. And you've got these wretched, worthless Republicans, these papier-mâché conservatives, who they're talking about, oh, we need tax cuts. We need more immigration. We need to focus on, I mean, we remember Paul Ryan's pathetic speech at the Reagan Library. He got up there and talked about Jack Kemp. He spoke as if we were living in 1980 when both parties respect the American flag and the national anthem and the American founders. Meanwhile, communist organizations, Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors, the co-founder, said, I am communist trained. There is video of her saying she was trained by communists. One of the members of their board is a former member of the Weather Underground, which bombed the U.S. Capitol in the early 1980s.
It's amazing who we're in bed with anymore. John, you know, just to go back for just a moment with these, with these jails and what's happening with these political prisoners. This smacks of China and the re-education camps, right? I mean, basically, this is a form of re-education. We're going to re-educate those, but I'm telling you, the ones that are coming out, I mean, there's going to be hell to pay. They're not going to come out, you know, all quiet and passive. If anything, they're going to come out with even that much more conviction and passion. I think they're going to end up regretting because they're going to end up, steering up a hornet's nest here.
These people need to come out and run for Congress.
Yes.
We need dozens more Marjorie Taylor Greens in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And the shrinking violets of the Republican Party, the people still trying to ride the tiger, like Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise and Elise Stefanik, frankly, had an even worse voting record than Liz Cheney. So it's unfortunate that she replaced Cheney because she's actually less conservative, and Cheney was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
We see the Republican Party, it's acting like the old Washington Nationals, the basketball team that would play against the Harlem Globetrotters, whose job it was to lose gracefully.
Right.
That's what the Republicans have been doing for decades, and they've made a pretty good living out of it. But we're not playing along with that anymore. Right here in Texas, there are primary challengers to our governor, Greg Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Greg Abbott and his allies in the Texas legislature have been burying every conservative bill. There's a clinic, the University of Texas Southwestern, that it's the largest transgender clinic supposedly helping teenagers under 18, to do sex transitions, chemical castration. And Abbott and his allies buried the bill banning that practice. And turns out, they got $500,000 from the clinic that does the chemical castration of kids in Texas.
Oh,
and the Republicans took money from them and killed the bill restricting it. So are we going to see these rhinos removed? We need a thorough purge of the Republican Party before it's going to be useful for anything.
No, I would
Trump unleashed this.
I'm glad. And yes, and you have to give Trump the credit, because Trump has been the single most exposing agent in the modern era that we've experienced. Now, is there life after Trump? You know, this was one of the things that Club for Growth, I was asking. I said, well, if not Trump, then who? You know, because you've got to have somebody who has the charisma and passion and conviction,
they're going to try to foist Nikki Haley on us. Nikki Haley, an utterly useless Jeb Bush in a dress.
Yeah.
She was at the United Nations. Pro-life groups were begging her to do something about the U.S. supporting abortion around the world. She did nothing. She did nothing. She made some foreign policy speeches. She did nothing on pro-life issues. She lied about the Confederate flag to be elected governor, and then at the first possible pretext, pulled it down. Every historical monument in that state is under threat. In her autobiography, she called America a fundamentally racist country. Go be a Democrat, Nikki. We don't need you. We
exactly.
don't need you to make this a one-party state. That's the thing. The rhinos, the so-called moderate Republicans, are trying to take away any political voice for us at all, so that there's one unified party of radical leftists and then squishy moderates. And we always have to go with the squishy moderates because they're better than the radical leftists. That's not democracy. That reminds me of the old elections in communist Poland. They would have a radical communist party and then a regular communist party, and you could pick between them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's coming down to. John, we got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted you to address, I was a bit jealous when I'd heard that you had a chance to talk with H.W. Crocker III. It's midnight in America, but morning in China. General Custer's ghost is not amused. Tell our audience about that. I thought this was brilliant. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, my friend Harry Crocker, who works at Regnery Publishing, which put out two of my books. He's got a fun new novel out called Armstrong Rides Again. It's the second in a series of books imagining General Custer had lived through the Battle of Bighorn and gone into American politics. And Harry's a fun writer, and it's nice escapism. It brings you back to a place when it was okay to be proud to be American. It was okay to be proud of our founders and our history and our monuments. You know, I wrote in 2018 that if they took down statues of the Confederates, the American founders would be next. I didn't realize that Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass would also get torn down. Mm. But since then, I've realized that the mobs on the left, they don't want any statues. They see a statue, they're angry because they don't know how to make a statue, so they want to tear it down. They're like the barbarians pillaging Rome, just destroying things for the sake of destruction because their wretched, worthless lives have nothing in them. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in anything.
They're in vapors over the American flag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
come on.
And if Republicans won't weaponize that, won't take that and run with it, then we need to kick them to the curb and get somebody who will. And the likes of Paul Ryan and Nikki Haley and Kevin McCarthy, and frankly, the circle surrounding Donald Trump, people like Jared and Steve Mnuchin, these people need to get out of the way. Because ordinary Americans are infuriated. Ordinary Americans of every race are infuriated at seeing our country equated with apartheid South Africa and Nazi Germany. Meanwhile, these people are kissing the feet of communist China that literally has slave camps and literally forces Uyghur Muslims to pick cotton to make sneakers for Nike so that Nike can then disgrace America and insult America where people are actually free. It's like we're living in a bad apocalyptic novel that somebody wrote in the 90s and self-published and sold at gun shows.
And we can't wake up from the bad dream here, John. That's what it seems like. We got to leave it right there. He is the senior editor of Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go. Dr. John Zemarek has been with us. Thank you, John. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.